Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we've had a lot of conversations this year about some of the different programs that Extension does in Cass County, from 4-H programming to families programming, lots of talks about gardening and things along those lines. But Extension is trying to figure out now what programs you would like to see us do in Cass County. Cass County Extension is currently conducting a needs assessment to figure out where the population of Cass County thinks our priorities should be. It's pretty simple to take this survey. You can stop by our office and request a printed copy anytime, or you can log on to our website anytime, night or day, available 24 hours on the homepage of our website. Just Google Cass County ISU Extension or visit www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. And right there on the top of the page is a big link that says Extension wants to hear from you. The survey will take less than 5 minutes and just asks you to prioritize some of the program areas that Extension is involved in, whether you think that teaching youth how to eat healthy and move more is a priority, whether giving youth better access to science, technology, engineering, and math education is a priority, or if you think community and economic development, global agricultural competition, or even things like providing support to families and helping aging adults. All of those are different topics, different questions you'll be asked to give a priority to. Pick your top five and then tell us a little bit more about why you think those are priorities for Cass County Extension. So we would certainly love to hear from you. We're trying to get all that information collected and make sure that we're doing programming that is in the best interest of the residents of Cass County. So I do invite you to take that survey real quickly. Again, we'd love to hear from you. And if you do have any questions, just give us a call, stop by the office. We'd be more than happy to help you. Well, with Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow, hopefully everybody's either got their travel underway or has made it safely to their destination. We are talking turkey again. We talked a little bit about how to prepare and how to thaw that turkey and what types of turkey to buy last week. We're going to talk a little bit this week about the safe cooking methods as well as some resources for folks who may be eager to get preparations underway for that Thanksgiving feast. We talked a little bit last week about fresh or frozen turkey. You do want to make sure you've made that decision by this point. Fresh turkey should be purchased, 24 to 48 hours in advance of when you plan to eat it and kept refrigerated the entire time. Frozen turkey ideally should be purchased about a week or so in advance, although it is safe to roast a frozen turkey. There has been debate on this, but it's actually okay and safer to cook a turkey from a frozen state if you have that option. A frozen turkey will not have juices spread all around the kitchen, will not waste the water as you try to thaw it, and will produce an excellent and juicy product. However, it takes longer to cook a frozen turkey, so be sure to plan accordingly. Again, as with any time you cook a turkey, it's critical that the final temperature of the deep portions of the turkey reach that 165 degrees minimum for food safety purposes, and that is as measured by a meat thermometer. The Turkey Federation recommends that for quality purposes, the temperature reach about 175 to 180 in the leg and thigh portion. If you're questioning what to do with the giblets, if you're cooking a frozen turkey, these can be removed from the center cavity after about 3 hours of cooking. If they're in a paper bag, they can be left in until the turkey is done and removed at that point. If you are cooking a frozen turkey, again, you want to make sure you have a food thermometer, large shallow baking pan and rack, aluminum foil. A 12 to 15 pound turkey works well and will give you enough time to still get it on the table yet that day. And start with an oven preheated to about 325 degrees. Again, the time you're cooking your turkey will depend on the size and oven temperature, but if you've got about 5 to 5.5 hours for that 12 to 14 pound frozen turkey to make sure it gets up to that 165 degree internal temperature. You want to make sure, again, that once it gets to that 165, You remove it from the oven, place a foil tent over it, and let it rest for about 20 to 30 minutes before carving to allow the rest of the meat to come up to temperature and the bird to settle a little bit. And don't forget safety on the other end. Make sure you are refrigerating those leftovers as quickly as possible to make sure you have plenty of leftovers that are safe to eat for all of our favorite after Thanksgiving turkey dishes. If you are cooking a thawed turkey, there are several different methods, but no matter what you do, again, you want to make sure it gets to that proper internal temperature. Something else to take into consideration, if you are cooking a thawed turkey, it will take a little longer to cook if you are planning on stuffing the turkey before you cook it. Now, that's not usually an option with a frozen bird, because it would take that much longer and it's almost impossible to thoroughly stuff a frozen bird. But make sure that you, if you are doing that and stuffing your thawed turkey, you prepare it and stuff it immediately before it's placed in the oven. Mix the wet and dry ingredients separately, and then combine just before you stuff them in the turkey. Stuff the turkey loosely, about 3/4 of a cup of stuffing per pound of turkey, and then bake any extra stuffing in a greased casserole dish. Whether it's cooked inside or outside the bird, all stuffing and dressing recipes should be cooked to a minimum internal temperature of 165 degrees, especially if those contain any sort of egg or liquid ingredients. And again, always important to take the temperature. Insert that meat thermometer into the thickest part of the thigh of the bird. Make sure it's not touching the bone. And we want to make sure we're getting to that internal 165 degree temperature. Your cooking times at 325 will range anywhere. If you start with an 8 to 12 pound turkey, they could take 2 to 2.5 to 3 hours for an unstuffed turkey, and 3 to 3.5 hours for a stuffed turkey. All the way up to, if you've got a big one and you're cooking a 20 to 24 pound turkey, for an unstuffed turkey, you want to allow yourself about 4.5 to 5 hours. If you're cooking that same 20 to 24 pound turkey and you're putting stuffing in it, you want to give yourself at least 4.75 to 5.25 hours. So make sure that you cook accordingly. This information is also posted on our website, so you can check there and look for it under the news articles on our homepage. And if you have any questions about any sort of food safety this holiday, or anything from cleaning the linens to making sure that your turkey and pumpkin pie are perfectly safe for your guests, give the ISU Answer Line a call. They will be there today, 1-800-262-3804. Again, 1-800-262-3804. That's the ISU answer line. Any questions that arise for home and family issues. Till next time, have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.